First and foremost, you know, I'm a very big supporter of crop insurance and the nutrition title. Those are two really key critical components that I think have a lot of bipartisan support on the committee. So obviously very supportive of those things. And those are definitely deliverables for the district. But apart from that, I actually get to serve on three different subcommittees. Most House members actually only volunteer for two. I volunteered for three. So on that, I get to really be an advocate on the front lines for a lot of those issues, a lot of those titles that are going to be really important in negotiation in the Farm Bill. I'm on the commodities subcommittee, so making sure that we're advocating for our top commodities in Illinois, which we're the number one soybean producer in the country, the state of Illinois is. We're the second producer only to Iowa and corn, and we're also top pork producer. So we have a lot of really important commodities within central and southern Illinois, wanting to make sure I'm advocating for our family farmers and that food production. I'd also say agricultural research is something that's a really important title for me, too. I highlighted for you some of the great places of higher education that we have. We actually even have in the city of Decatur, they've actually set up an FFA academic excellence program within Decatur. So a lot of great agricultural education programs that are really critical and something that I really want to be an advocate for within the Farm Bill. But also I would say there's a lot of other legislative initiatives. One of them I just recently introduced, which is the Young Farmers Bill, bipartisan piece of legislation. My Republican colleague on the House Ag Committee, who too is a freshman, Zach Nunn, representing Des Moines. You know, we bonded as friends, I think, very quickly in new member orientation because he, like me, we both represent state capital communities. He represents Des Moines. I represent Springfield, Illinois. That's my home. And so we bonded over corn and soybean and pork, and we've come together on, I think, a really important piece of legislation that we just introduced last week that's going to help incentivize and expand the land capital access program within the USDA. Right now, that is just a small pilot program, but what we're advocating for is expanding it to a $100 million program annually. That what it would do is actually help to provide technical assistance, support for young and beginning farmers, those in underserved areas that are underrepresented in agriculture, help them to get on their feet. So that they can get access to land and they can possibly compete with developers that are also looking at that same land. How do we help those young and beginning farmers get access to land? And so through this grant program, we can provide direct financial aid to them as they're getting off the ground. I think that's really important, Tony, as we think about the fact that farmers now, on an average, are upwards of almost 60 years old today. So you have to ask yourself, who is going to be coming up behind them? Who is that next generation of young farmers to be taking advantage of the great soil we have in central Illinois? Continue to grow corn and soybeans so that we are a leading agricultural leader in the country. We need young farmers to be coming up the pipeline.